我们在这里一同来庆祝感恩节。
Without giving, there won't be thanksgiving.
若没有分享给予的话，就没有感恩。
The reason we can give thanks to the Lord because He has given to us.
我们之所以能够把感谢来献给神，因为他先给予了我们。
And this morning, we'd like to fellowship upon the spiritual meaning of giving.
所以早上我们愿来分享给予的属灵意义。
Let's read a couple of scriptures.
那让我们一同先来读几处的圣经。
First one is Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 2.
第一处在申命记26章1到2节。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 and 2. Then it shall be, when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, and you possess it and live in it, that you shall take some of the first of all produce of the ground, which you bring in from your land, that the Lord your God gives you. You shall put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name.
申命记二十六章第一到二节，你进去得了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地居住，就要从耶和华你神赐你的地上将所收的各种出熟的土产取些来，盛在筐子里，往耶和华你神所拣选要立你为名的居所去。
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6.
哥林多后书第九章六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
哥林多后书九章六节，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书三章十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
马拉基书三章第十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Psalm 116 verse 17,
诗篇116篇十七节。
Psalm 116 verse 17, To youI shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
诗篇116篇17节，我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告耶和华的名。
Finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
那最后我们要来看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节。
Rejoice always.Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Father, we're so grateful this morning we can come around your table.
父，我们何等的感谢你！早上我们能够来到你的桌前。
We saw your giving right in front of our eyes.
我们在眼前看到你所给予的。
You have not spared. You have given us all.
你没有留下一点，你把你所有的都给了我们。
Your giving is so complete.
你的给予是这样的完全。
We pray that our thanksgiving can be complete also.
所以我们祷告的就是我们的感恩也能够完全。
We pray that throughout the rest of this morning.We will read from your word the meaning of giving.
所以早上我们祷告，愿接下来时间我们能够从您的话语当中来读出感恩给予的意义。
Not only that we become a person who receive, we will become a person who gives.
让我们不仅能够做那接受的人，也能够做那给予的人。
Because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为施比受更为有福。
Commit the rest of the time into your hands.
我们愿把下面的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
The first Thanksgiving in North America was celebrated in 1621.
那在北美的第一个感恩节是在1621年伊始。
So it was almost 400 years ago.
所以那大概是400年前的时间。
But that was not the origin of the Thanksgiving.
但这却不是感恩节的起始。
The origin of Thanksgiving was found in Deuteronomy 26.
那感恩节最早就被记录在《申命记》26章那里。
It was long before the modern day Thanksgiving.
那远早于现今时代我们所纪念的感恩节。
It happened after 40 years journey through the wilderness.
就在以色列在旷野行走了40年之后。
The people of Israel gathered in the land of Moab.
那以色列人就聚在摩押地。
And Moses gathered all of Israelites in the east of the Jordan.
那摩西就把以色列人聚集在约旦河东的旷野。
To reflect upon what had happened for the past 40 years through the wilderness.
就来思想在过去的40年他们行在旷野当中所发生的一切。
And prepare the people for the soon entry into the land of Canaan.
也预备以色列人，因为他们即将进入迦南地。
Moses spoke to them on the mercy of the Lord for the past 40 years.
摩西就向他们提说，在过去40年中，神在他们当中所行的诸般恩典。
First, Moses mentioned what had happened in the land of Egypt.
那摩西首先就讲到在埃及地所发生的事。
And the miracle and the wonders and the sign God has done through his power.
那就神借着他的大能所行的各样的神迹奇事。
And Moses said, "You have seen this. This all happened before your eyes."
那摩西就告诉他们说，你们都看了，这些都在你们眼前。
And secondly, they were reminded for their clothes had not worn out, nor did their sandal on their feet during 40 years.
那之后，摩西又提醒他们，在40年中，他们的身上的衣服没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
They had not eaten bread, nor had they drunk wine or milk.
他们没有吃饼，也没有喝清酒浓酒。
40 years through the wilderness, they have taken nothing out of the wilderness.
在40年行在旷野当中，他们没有从旷野取任何一样东西。
All those 40 years, the Lord fed them, provided for them.
这40年当中，神为他们供应，来喂养他们。
Thirdly, Moses recounted their victory over Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan.
那第三，摩西又向他们重新数算，他们如何在约旦河东胜了西施本王西宏和巴山王噩。
After counting their blessings, Moses instructed them to give thanks to the Lord for what he had done for them.
那当摩西与他们重新数算神的恩典之后，他就来指导以色列人要让他们向着神所赐的恩典向着感谢。
Moses said, "When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance."
摩西就说，你进去得了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地居住。
Take some of the first fruit of all that you have produced.
就要从神赐你的地上所收的各种初熟的土产取下来。
Go to the place of the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name.
然后要往耶和华你神所选择要立为他名的居所去。
This was the origin of the concept of Thanksgiving.
那这就是感恩节这个概念最初的起始。
Bring that first fruit from the soil of the land to the Lord as a sacrifice.
就是把从地里的初熟的土产来献上给神。
Not only were they commanded to give thanks to the Lord, but they also were taught to give a tithe in the third year to the Levites, the strangers, the orphan, and the widow.
不仅他们被指示要献上感恩的祭，并且呢，每三年要把一切土产的十分之一分给利未人和寄居的与孤儿寡妇。
Moses taught them not only they have to give thanks to the Lord.They need to learn the spirit of giving.
所以摩西就是告诉他们，不仅要把感谢献给神，也同样要学会这个给予的灵。
How do we give to the Lord?
那我们要怎么样来给予给神呢？
If we are burdened, if we are grateful for what the Lord have accomplished for us, how can we give back to the Lord?
如果我们实在为着神所给我们的恩典而感恩的话，我们如何来给予给神呢？
There are at least three ways we can give thanks to the Lord.
那至少有三方面我们可以来这样的给予神。
We can give thanks to the Lord by praising Him.
我们可以借着赞美神来给予他。
Just like we did this morning around the table.
就好像今天早上我们在这个桌前所做的一样。
It was such a wonderful opportunity for all of us to give thanks to the Lord.
这是何等一个美好的机会，让我们所有人都可以来把感谢献给神。
Not only we need to participate in the bread and the cup.
我们不仅能够来有份于这个饼杯。
It is actually very important for each of us to give thanks to the Lord.
那同样也是非常重要，我们每一个人可以把感谢来献给神。
It doesn't have to be a very beautiful prayers.
并不需要是一个非常听起来美好的祷告。
It can be just a few words of prayers.
可能只是几句话。
I think the Lord will be pleased by hearing the few words of prayer out of our heart.
我相信若神从我们的心中听到那感恩的几句话，他一定会非常的满足。
David knew this, so he set up singers to sing to the Lord.
那大卫知道这一点，所以他就来设立了唱诗的来向神赞美。
They not only sing in the morning, they sing in the evening as well.
那不仅他们早上要唱，他们晚上也要唱。
And they praise the Lord with sounding of the trumpet.
那他们就用脚声来赞美他
，with the harp and lyre，
用鼓瑟弹琴赞
美他 ，with the strings and pipe，
用丝弦的乐器和。
They enter the gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise。
他们以称谢进入他的门，以赞美进入他的。
They offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually。
他们不断的来献祭给神。
They offer the fruit of their lips to the Lord。
就是那些，就是他们嘴就是他们嘴唇的果子。
Brother and sister, this is something we should do every single day.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们每一天都应当做的。
Every single day is Thanksgiving.
每一天都是感恩节。
Secondly, we can give thanks to the Lord by testifying for Him.
那第二的话，我们可以来感谢神，借着为他做见证。
Isaiah shows us that we can give thanks to the Lord by making known among the nations what He has done.
以赛亚书就告诉我们，我们能够借着将他所行的传扬在外国当中来感谢他。
Brothers and sisters, you and I need to testify before our own children.
弟兄姐妹，你我应该在我们的孩子面前来做见证。
Before we testify to the gospel friend, we need to testify first to our own children.
那当我们向福音朋友做见证之前，我们应该先向我们的孩子和家人来做见证。
We need to tell them what the Lord has done in our life.
我们应该告诉他们神在我们的生命里面做了什么。
This is how we give thanks to the Lord.
这就是我们如何把感谢来献给神。
We are telling what the Lord has done for us to one another.
我们来向彼此诉说神向我们所做的一切的事。
Thirdly, we can give thanks to the Lord by giving to others.
那第三就是我们也可以借着给予他人来感谢神。
Moses in Deuteronomy encouraged the people of Israelite to give a tithe to the needs of the Lord's people.
那在申命记当中，摩西就指示以色列人要把十分之一献给那些有需要的人。
Brother and sister, we are so blessed if we have the capacity to give.
弟兄姐妹，若你我有这样的能力去给予的话，我们是何等的蒙福。
The capacity to give is a privilege and is a tremendous blessing from the Lord.
那能够给予的这个能力，就是何等从神来一个大的祝福。
And the Lord, give us that capacity is for us to give.
神给我们这样的能力，是让我们能够去给予别人。
Brother, sister, every one of us has the capacity to give.
弟兄姐妹，你我每一个人都有这样的能力来给予。
If we do not use that capacity and we idle that capacity, it's not pleasing to the Lord.
如果我们不去使用这样的能力，我们把这样的能力隔离起来的话，这个对神是不讨他喜悦的。
Whether we are praising, give praises to the Lord, or we are give thanks to the Lord by testifying for Him, or we give to others, it all involves the acts of giving.
那无论我们是借着向神赞美来感谢他，或者是我们借着来为他做见证来感谢他，或者我们借着给予他人来感谢他，这都有一个行为，就是要给予。
Very often when we give, we think we are doing God a favor.
常常当我们给予的时候，我们都会觉着是我们来帮神的忙。
We're doing church a favor.
我们来帮教会的忙。
Or we're doing Lord's people a favor.
或者是我们向着神的子民来帮他们的忙。
Actually, when we give, we do ourselves a great favor.
事实上，当我们给予的时候，我们是帮自己最大的忙。
More than anything else.
胜过其他一切的事。
In giving, we recognize God is the source of all blessing we receive.
当我们给予的时候，我们就是能够来承认神是我们所蒙一切祝福的那个根源。
We are where we are today, not because we have worked hard, but because God is giver of all things.
我们之所以能够有今天所有的一切，并不是因为我们努力的工作，而是因为神是那赐一切的神。
If we have anything to give today,
如果我们今天有任何可以来给予别人的
，Because God has given to us in the first place，
那是因为神先把那些东西给了我们。
Everything we have today is given by the Lord。
我们今天所有的一切都是神所赐予的。
Apostle Paul understood this。
使徒保罗他知道这一点。
On his way to Jerusalem, he called elders of Ephesus and to spoke to them.
那就在他要去到耶路撒冷之前，他就把这些以弗所的长老召聚在一起，向他们来这样讲。
He knew he would not see them again.
他知道他不会再见到他们了。
So he poured his heart out to them.
所以他把他整个的心都倾倒给他们。
He recount how his hands have supplied his own needs and the needs of his companions for 3 years.
他就在那里数算在过去的三年当中他的两只手如何的常供给自己和同人所用。
He has not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing.
他未曾贪图一个人的金银和衣服。
In the end, Apostle Paul reminded them the word of our Lord Jesus.
那最后的话使徒保罗就向他们提醒神主耶稣所说的话。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
We naturally would like to receive than to give.
自然的，我们更愿意来接受，而不是愿意来给予。
To receive is gain, to give is loss.
因为接受是得，那给予的话是失。
And we rejoice when there is a gain, and we're sad when there is a loss.
当我们能够有所得的时候，我们就会高兴。然而，当我们有所失的时候，我们会伤心。
But Apostle Paul said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
但保罗却说，施比受更为有福。
When we give, we share in the blessing of the Lord.
当我们能够给予的时候，我们就是分享神的祝福。
God bless us with resources so that we can share Him in His blessings.
那神祝福我们，让我们有很多的丰富。当我们能够分享给予的时候，我们就是分享他的祝福。
When we give, we receive something that is unspeakable.
当我们能够来给予的时候，我们所得着的，那是不能用言语来描述的。
The capacity to give is in itself a wonderful blessing of the Lord.
那能够给予这个能力的本身，就是神极大的一个祝福。
When you give,Your capacity to give is increased.
那你越是能够给予，你所能给予的能力也同样越来增长。
The more we give, the more we can give.
那我们越是给予的话，我们所能给予的也越多。
Jesus said, "Whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you." He shall not lose his reward.
那主耶稣说，无论何人因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
So who is more blessed?
那所以在这个故事里面，谁是更得祝福的？
The one who receives a cup of cold waters, or the one who gives a cup of cold waters?
那是那个得了一杯凉水的小子呢，还是那个能够把这个凉水分享出来的人呢？
According to Jesus.The one who gave a cup of cold waters is more blessed.
那在主耶稣告诉我们，那个能够把凉水分享出去的门徒，他是更得祝福的。
Watchman Nee said, "Not by gain our life is measured."
尼托生弟兄告诉我们，估量生命原则。
But by what we have lost, it is scored.
以失不是以得。
Say it one more time. Not by gain, our life is measured,
估量生命原则。
But by what we have lost, it is scored.
已失不是已得。
If indeed our life is measured by what we have lost to others, then it is more blessed to give than to receive.
如果我们的生命是以我们为着别人失去了多少而测量的话，那实在就是失比受更为有福。
Giving is the best response to receiving.
那同样给予也是我们对我们得着的最好的回应。
We are the steward of God's blessing.
我们是神诸般祝福的管家。
God bless us so that we can be a blessing to others.
神祝福了我们，让我们能够成为别人的祝福。
We all read about God's blessing to Abraham.
我们都读到神是如何的赐福给亚伯拉罕。
Do you know the reason why the Lord blessed Abraham?
你知道为什么神赐福给亚伯拉罕？
Because he shall be a blessing to others.
因为让他也叫别人得福。
When we receive the blessing from the Lord, we should respond by giving thanks to the Lord and give blessing to others.
当我们从神得福的时候，我们不仅要向神献上感谢，也同样要叫别人得福。
This morning we want to consider the three spiritual meanings of giving.
所以早上我们要来思想给予的三个属灵意义。
The first meaning, giving is sowing.
那第一个就是给予是耕种。
This has come from 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
这是从哥林多后书第九章来的。
Giving, secondly, giving is key to open the windows of heaven.
那第二的话，给予就是敞开天上窗户的关键。
This comes from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10.
这是从我们刚才读的马拉基书三章十节来的。
Thirdly, giving is sacrifice.
那第三的话，给予是一个献祭。
This comes from Psalm 116, verse 17.
这从我们刚才读的诗篇116篇17节来。
Let's consider the first meaning. Giving is sowing.
让我们先来看第一点，给予就是耕种。
Sowing is the spiritual meaning of giving.
那耕种就是给予的属灵意义。
To us, giving is very different from sowing.
但对我们来讲，给予和耕种是两件不同的事。
When we give, we lose something.
当我们给予的时候，我们丢失一些东西。
But when we sow, we intend to gain more.
但当我们耕种的时候，我们是想要来得着更多。
Nobody amongst us, when you sow something in your backyard, you do not expect anything to come back.
我想在我们当中，如果有人在你的后院种一些东西的话，你不会说不期望得着任何的东西。
Brother and sister, that is the meaning of giving.
弟兄姐妹，这就是给予的意义。
Giving is sowing.
给予就是耕种。
We gain by giving.
我们得着是借着我们所能给予的。
The more we give, the more we gain.
我们越多的给予，我们就越能得着。
He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
When we sow, we know what we sow is not a loss.
那当我们去耕种的时候，我们知道我们撒下去的种子不是一个损失。
Contrarily, when we sow, we expect and harvest of what we sow.
那相反的，当我们去耕种的时候，我们所期待的实在是能够来得着收成。
We reap what we sow.
因为我们要来收我们所种的。
Sowing is the act of planting the seed and reaping and is gathering or harvesting the crops.
那耕种就是把种子种下，那丰收的话就是要来收所结的果实。
And God established this as a law when he said, let everything bring forth after its kind.
那神把这定为一个律，因为他说地要生出活物来，各从其类。
And Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 tell us whatever it is that we plant, that is what we will harvest.
那加拉太书六章七节也告诉我们，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Those who sow apple seeds should expect to harvest apples.
如果你种下苹果树的种子，那你所期待的就是能够来丰收苹果。
If we give, we should expect to receive a harvest of what we give.
如果我们给予的话，我们同样也期待能够得着我们所给予的。
God will bless those who bless others.
因为神要赐福给那些祝福别人的人。
Not only we reap what we sow, we reap more than what we sow.
而且不仅我们只是得着我们所给予出去的，我们所得着的远超过我们所给予的。
In the parable of the sower, Jesus spoke of the seed that brought forth a hundredfold and sixtyfold and thirtyfold.
那在撒种的比喻当中，主耶稣就讲到，那种子结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
If we plant one apple seed, we will get an entire apple tree with many apples on its on it, each containing many seeds.
那如果我们种下的是苹果树的种子的话，我们就要得着一整棵苹果树，每一个苹果当中也都很有很多的种子。
If we sow a grain of wheat into the earth, it bears much fruit.
如果我们种下一粒麦子的话呢，它就会结出许多籽粒。
We all remember the story that there was a little boy, he had five loaves and two fish.
我们都记得这样一个故事，就是那个小男孩他有五饼和二鱼。
And that day, this boy sold the five loaves and two fish into the hand of the Lord.
在那一天，这个男孩就把五饼二鱼耕种在主耶稣的手里。
Then he reaped what he sowed.
那他就来收他所种的。
But he reaped more than what he sowed.
他所收的远超过他所种的。
If the boy kept the five loaves, two fish into his pocket.
如果这个孩子就把五饼二鱼放在自己的口袋里。
And sowed nothing into the hands of the Lord.
他没有把任何的东西来给主耶稣。
He would not reap additional.Loaf or fish from the Lord.
他就没有办法从主那里得着那额外的饼和鱼。
We also realize we reap proportionately to what we sow.
所以我们就意识到，我们所收的是与我们所种的是成比例的。
He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
少种的少收。
He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
多种的多收。
And those who show generosity will be blessed more than those who don't.
那像别人有慷慨的人，他们所得的会比那些没有慷慨的人更多。
If a farmer sow a bushel of wheat, and he probably would yield 100 bushels of wheat.
如果一个农夫他种下一斗小麦的话，他可能会得着一百斗的小麦。
But if he sow 10 bushels, he will receive 1,000 bushels of wheat.
但如果他能种下十斗的话，他就能得着一千斗。
The amount in which he sows determines the amount in which he receives.
那他所种下的这个量就决定了他所能得着的那个量。
The second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 said, Each one must do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
在哥林多后书九章七节那里讲到，个人要从本心所夺定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Have you ever seen a farmer who sowed grudgingly?
你有没有看到一个农夫他种的时候是作难的呢？
Or have you ever sowed something in your backyard but you sowed grudgingly?
那有没有说你自己在后院种一些东西的时候，你心里非常勉强呢？
Or you sow under compulsions.
或者是好像你就是勉强当中去种这些东西。
Of course not. The farmer is a cheerful giver.
当然不是，那些农夫们他们是非常乐意的来去耕种。
If we give cheerfully, God is able to make all grace abound toward us.
如果我们能够去这样来乐意的奉献的话，神就能将各样的恩惠多多的加给我们。
Brother and sister, giving is sowing.
弟兄姐妹，耕种就是给予。
We are not sowing the seeds into the earth.
我们不是把种子种在地里。
We're sowing the seeds into the eternal kingdom.
我们是把种子种在那永远的天国里。
And we will receive the crops from the eternal kingdom.
我们也要从那永远的国当中来得着丰收。
Our life is a breath.
我们的生命不过是一声叹息。
We're just a vapor that appears for a little and then vanishes away.
我们不过是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
But we can sow things that we don't get to keep anyway into the eternal kingdom.
但我们却能把我们本来有的那些东西，他们本不可能存到永远，去种在那永远的国里。
We will never lose what we sow into the kingdom.
那我们从那天国里所得的，是我们永远都不会丢失的。
If giving is sowing, we all should be a cheerful giver.
若给予就是耕种的话，那我们每一个人都应该做一个乐意的给予者。
Secondly, giving is key to open the windows of heaven.
那第二的话，给予是打开天上窗户的关键。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heavens, and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Some people claim that tithing is an Old Testament concept that does not apply to us today.
那有的人会说，这个十一的奉献是一个旧约的概念，对我们今天来说它是不适用的。
But tithing was before the law.
但十一奉献起始于在旧约的这个律法以先。
The first time we see someone gives a tithe is Genesis chapter 14.
我们第一次看到有人十一奉献是在创世纪十四节。
Abram gave Melchizedek, king of Salem, a tithe of what he gained in battle with four kings.
那亚伯兰从四王当中四王之战中所得的十分之一拿出来，把它给了麦基洗德。
It is worth noting that God never commanded Abraham to do so.
我们要注意的是，神并没有让亚伯拉罕这么做。
He did it voluntarily.
他是自愿如此做的。
The tithe is one tenth of what we receive from the Lord.
那十一就是我们从神那里所得着的十分之一。
Spiritually, a tithe is a representation of all of what we receive from the Lord.
那这个属灵上的意义就是，这个十分之一代表的其实是我们从主那里所得的一切。
When we give a tithe to the Lord, we declare all that we have belongs to the Lord, and we are His stewards.
当我们把十一奉献给神的时候，我们是来宣称我们所有的一切都是神所给的，我们不过是他的管家。
God does not give us things only for our own use.
神所赐给我们的不是让我们单留来自己用。
We're all stewards of the resources and talents He gave us.
我们是神所赐一切财富和恩赐的管家。
And we should pay attention to the spiritual meaning of the tithe rather than the letter of the tithe.
所以我们所关注的应当是这个十一奉献它的意义，而不是具体的这个数字。
The emphasis is not on specific percentage.
因为重点不在于具体有百分之多少你献上。
Instead, it is recognition that all that I have belongs to the Lord.
而是承认我所有的一切都是属于神的。
This is the spiritual meaning of give a tithe.
这就是十一奉献的属灵意义。
And Jesus said, Malachi says, the Lord said, test me,and see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
马来基就记载，神如此说，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
This is the only scripture in which God said, test me.
这是唯一一处圣经神这样说，试试我。
In fact, this is the only area in which God ever said to test him.
那事实上，神也只在这个方面来说试试我。
God invites us to test Him by bringing our tithes into the storehouse and finding out if we will open the windows of heaven.
那神就让我们把这个十一献在他的库仓里，让以此来试验他是否会为我们敞开天上的窗户。
God is not stingy.
神并不是吝啬的。
God is not saying that He only going to do this.When we give,
神也不是说只有当我们这样做的时候，他才会给予我们。
What he is saying is that he's only be able to release the spiritual blessing when you and I touch the spiritual reality of giving.
他所说的是，唯有当我们能够摸着这个给予的属灵意义的时候，他才能把那属灵的祝福赐给我们。
The Bible never said you will get rich.
圣经并没有说你会变得富足。
The Bible said there will be a blessing overflows.
那圣经所记载的是倾福于你们，无处可容。
That's the promise of the Lord.
这是神所给的应许。
This principle can apply to giving in general.
这个原则可以应用在一般性的这个给予上。
It even apply to our praising Him.
也同样可以应用在我们的赞美他这件事上。
Now when Apostle Paul and Silas, they were in that prison in the night.
当保罗和希拉他们在夜里被关在监牢当中的时候，
they were singing hymns of praises to the Lord.
那他们在那里唱诗赞美神。
They gave thanks to the Lord.
他们把赞美来献给神。
And that giving opened the windows of heaven.
他们向着神这样的一个奉献就敞开了天上的窗户。
Such that the foundation of the prison shake.
甚至来连监牢的地基都摇动了。
When Jonah prayed to God from the stomach of a fish,
当约拿在海底的鱼里向鱼的胃里向主祷告的时候，
the praising of Jonah was the key to open the windows of heaven.
约拿的赞美同样也成为敞开天上窗户的那个关键。
The Lord commanded the fish and he vomited up onto the dry land.
那神就耶和华就吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
No wonder it was written in Psalm 134, the Lord come, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord, who serve by night in the house of the Lord.
所以我们才在诗篇134篇那里读到，耶和华的仆人夜间站在耶和华殿中的，你们当称颂耶和华。
Praising in the night was such a key that will open the windows of heaven.
在夜间向神的赞美和唱诗是何等关键，能够来敞开天上的窗户。
Maybe you and I said, oh, I'm in the night, I'm in a difficult situation, I cannot praise the Lord.
你可能会说，我是在黑夜当中，我是在何等艰难的一个环境里面，我没有办法赞美神。
But that is the best time to praise the Lord.
但实际上这是向神献上赞美最好的时候。
Because it was such a key to open the windows of heaven by praising in the night.
因为当我们在黑夜里能够向神赞美的时候，这是何等关键的一个钥匙，能够来打开天上的窗户。
Because in Luke chapter 6 verse 38,
因为在路加福音六章三十八节那里讲到，
Give and it will be given to you.
你们要给人就必有给你们的。
They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over.
并且用十足的升斗连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里。
For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return.
因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Most people apply this verse to material monetary giving.
那很多人在讲到这一节的时候都是说物质上的或金钱上的。
But actually this verse has much deeper meaning.
但事实上这一节有更深的意义。
You know, chapter 6 of Luke is Luke's version of Sermon on the Mount.
那路加福音第六节就是路加版本的那个
第六章
是路加版本的登山宝训。
And the heart of the Sermon on the Mount is the so-called golden rule.
那在这个登山宝训的那个关键那个中心就是所谓的这个黄金法则。
In Luke chapter 6 verse 31, treat others the same way you want them to treat you.
就是路加福音六章三十一节那里所记载的，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So this is the golden rule.
所以这就是那个黄金法则。
This is the heart of the Sermon on the Mount.
这也是登山宝训当中的那个中心。
Brother, sister, if I ask you how you want others to treat you today,
弟兄姐妹，如果我问你，今天你愿别人怎样来待你？
We all have some expectation. We want others to treat us certain ways.
我们都有一些所期望的，我们希望别人如此来待我们。
Then we should treat others the way that we expect others to treat us.
那我们应该向着我们所期待别人对待我们的方式来对待别人。
Do you want others to love you?
你是否愿意别人都爱你呢？
Then you love others, even your enemies.
那你也应该爱别人，甚至你的仇敌。
You love your enemy, your enemy will love you.
若你爱你的仇敌的话，他也会爱你。
Do we want others to not judge us?
你是否愿意别人不要来论断你？
Or not to condemn us?
或者不要来定罪你？
Then we should not judge others.
那我们也应该不应该论断别人？
We should not condemn others.
我们也不应该定罪别人。
Do we want others to forgive of what we have done wrong?
我们是否盼望别人能够赦免我们的罪？
Then we should forgive others.
那我们也应该赦免别人。
This is the meaning of this verse. Give.And it will be given to you.
这就是这一节的意义，就是你们愿意你们
给就必有给你们
你们给就必有给你们的。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus asks us to treat others the same way we want them to treat us.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣要我们愿怎样待别人，也要愿别人怎样待你，也要怎样待别人。
Have we treat others?Like the way we want others to treat us.
我们是否待别人是照着我们期待别人来待我们那样来待。
If we are willing to treat others the same way we want them to treat us, the windows of heaven will be open for you.
如果我们是照着我们所期待别人对待我们的方式去对待别人的话，那天上的窗户就会为我们打开。
They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
他们就要连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你怀里。
If we love others, love will be given to us.
若我们爱别人的话，我们也会得着爱。
If we give empathy, empathy will be given to us.
若我们能够共情别人的话，别人也会能共情我们。
If we give forgiveness, forgiveness will be given to us.
若我们能够赦免别人的话，别人也会赦免我们。
Give, it will be given to you.
给别人什么就会有什么给你们。
And what will be given to us will be much more than we give.
那我们所得着的要远超过我们所给出的。
Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
连摇带按，上尖下流。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38 is an incredible verse.
路加福音六章三十八节是一个非常奇妙的境界。
Jesus is telling us,The key to open the windows of heaven is in our hands.
主耶稣是告诉我们，那打开天上的窗户的钥匙是在我们的手里面。
It's in our hands.
就在我们的手中。
Are we willing to give?
我们是否愿意来给予？
Are we willing to love one another?
我们是否愿意彼此相爱？
Even our enemies.
甚至我们的仇敌。
Even the person we dislike.
甚至那些我们所讨厌的人。
Because if we love, the love will be given to us.
因为若我们爱的话，爱也会给我们。
Are we judging others?
我们是否在论断别人？
The most unhappy people on this earth are the ones who is judging others.
那些在地上最不开心的人，就是那些常常论断别人的人。
It's true. If you are unhappy, maybe in your heart you're judging others.
这话是真的，如果你不开心的话，也许在你的心中你在论断别人。
The only people that is more miserable than those is those who do not forgive others.
那比这些更糟的人就是那些在心中不愿赦免的人。
If we give forgiveness, forgiveness will be given to us.
若我们能够赦免别人的话，别人也会赦免我们。
Giving is such a key.
给予是何等的关键。
May the Lord...In this time of Thanksgiving, just open our eyes to see what we need to give.
愿神在这个感恩的季节能够开我们的眼睛，让我们知道当给予是什么。
Let's give forgiveness to one another.
让我们来彼此赦免。
Let's not judging one another.
也让我们不要彼此论断。
Let's love one another.
让我们彼此相爱。
The third meaning, giving is sacrifice.
那第三的话，给予是一个祭。
Psalm 116 verse 17, to you, I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
诗篇116篇17节那里讲到，我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告耶和华的名。
When most people think of giving thanks, they tend to regard it as something happen in the midst of good things.
当我们常常讲到感恩的时候，我们会以为这是在很多好事当中你所做的一件。
But in the Bible, giving is always described as a sacrifice.
但是在圣经当中，给予却感恩却常常被讲成一个祭。
Psalm 116, the psalmist vows to bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord.
在诗篇116篇那里，这个诗人他是以感谢为祭来献给神。
The sacrifice of thanksgiving is a peace offering.
那这个感谢祭就是一个平安祭。
And if this morning we look at a peace offering to learn about this thanksgiving as a sacrifice.
所以早上我们要来看一看平安祭，能够来学习这个感谢祭的意义。
The word sacrifice means the surrendering of a possession as an offering to the Lord.
那献祭的意思就是把一件东西呢来献给神。
And thank offering is costly.
那一个感谢祭是非常贵重的。
Living thankfully is costly.
长存一个感恩的心也是非常贵重的。
It is not a sacrifice to live thankfully when everything is going great around us.
当我们诸事平顺的时候，来献上感谢并不是一个祭。
It's easier to live thankfully when you have figs on the tree, you have grapes on the vine, then you have flock in the fold and cattle in the stalls.
那当我们这个无花果树上有果子，葡萄树上有葡萄，圈中有羊，棚内有牛的时候，献上感谢并不困难。
But what if the fig tree does not blossom? No grapes on the vines, no flock in the fold, and no cattle in the stall.
但如果无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛呢？
Can we still live thankfully?
我们是否能够心存感恩呢？
Can we still be joyful?In God our Savior,
我们是否能够因着我们的神、我们的救主而心怀喜悦呢？
To live thankfully when nothing is going well is a sacrifice.
若我们在诸事不顺的时候仍能存一个感恩的心，那这就是一个祭。
The base of our thanksgiving is not just the blessing from the Lord.
因为我们感恩的这个根源。不是只是神所给我们的诸般的祝福。
The base of our thanksgiving should be the Lord Himself.
因为我们感恩的那个根源应该是神的自己。
If we base our thanksgiving on Jesus and all that He has done and nothing else, our thanksgiving is a sacrifice.
若我们的感恩是完全基于主耶稣和他的自己的话，而不是其他任何的事情，那我们的感谢就是一个。
If giving is sacrifice, then we can give thanks in all circumstances.
若给予是一个祭的话，那我们在一切的环境当中就都能够献上感谢。
The thank offering is voluntary. Voluntary.
那第二，这个感谢祭它是一个乐意、甘心乐意献上的。
God never requires us to offer thank offering.
那神没有要求我们来献上感谢祭。
So living thankfully is voluntary.
所以心存感恩也同样是一个甘心乐意的事。
But on one hand it's voluntary, but on the other hand, it was God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
那一方面来说它是一个自愿的事，但另外一方面却是耶稣神在耶稣基督里向我们所存的旨意。
And Paul said, rejoice always.
因为保罗说要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
For this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Paul gave no exceptions.
保罗没有给任何的例外状况。
Always.
他说常常。
Without ceasing.
不住的。
In everything.
凡事。
There's no ifs. There's no buts.
在这里没有读到任何的如果但是。
It is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
How do we reconcile this two? It's voluntary, but it's God's will.
那我们如何让这两个达成和解呢？一方面是神的旨意，一方面却又是自愿的。
Although it is God's will, God will never force us.
那虽然这是神的旨意，但神不会把它强加给我们。
It is God's will for Adam and Eve to only eat the fruit from the tree of life.
那神的旨意是让亚当和夏娃吃那个生命树上的果子。
Not to eat the other trees.
而不是要是要吃那个智慧树上的果子。
But Lord never forced them to do so.
但神从没有强迫他们如此做。
It is God's will, but it is voluntary.
是神的旨意，但却也是自愿的。
Brother and sister, giving is God's will for us.
弟兄姐妹，给予是神向着我们所怀的一个旨意。
But God will never force us.
但神不会强加给我们。
Just like in the land of Moriah, Moses told the people of Israel, you know, this is how you will be blessed. This is how will you be cursed.
就好像在摩押地一样，摩西对以色列说：“你们如此做就会得福，如此做就会受咒诅。”
This is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
But God never forced them.
但神却从没有把这强加在他们身上。
Therefore, Moses pleaded for them. He called the heavens and the earth as witness, pleading the children of Israel to choose life.
所以摩西在那里将生死祸福陈明在他们面前。呼吁以色列人要拣选生命。
Thank offering is voluntary.
那感谢祭就是一个自愿献上的祭。
But it is also God's will in Christ Jesus.
但同样也是神在基督耶稣里向他们所怀的旨意。
The choice is ours.
那选择在我们的手里。
Thirdly, we should offer our body as the thank offering.
那第三的话就是我们要把自己的身体献上当做活祭。
Now, thanks offering is a complicated offering.
这个感谢祭是一个非常复杂的祭。
There are four different kinds of breads.
在这里有四种不同的饼。
Unleavened cakes mixed with oil.
调油的无酵饼。
Unleavened wafers spread with oil.
抹油的无酵薄饼。
Cakes of well stir fine flour mixed with oil.
用油调匀细面做的饼。
And cakes of leavened bread.
还有有酵的饼。
It's a very complicated offering.
这是一个非常复杂的祭。
And take a lot of work to make cakes and wafers from the fine flour and oil.
那并且呢要把这个油和细面做成饼和薄饼要花很长的时间。
In like manners, rejoicing always and live thankfully require work.
那同样的常常喜乐不住感恩也需要很长的也需要很多的工作。
You may wonder what is the work about?
那你会就是疑问那这个工作是什么呢?
If I want to live thankfully, what is the work I have to do?
如果我想要来心存感恩的话，我要做什么呢
？You have to put down your anxiety.
你要放下自己的焦虑。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6: Be anxious for nothing.
在腓立比书四章六节那里讲到，应当一无挂虑。
If we are anxious for something, how can we live thankfully?
如果我们心为什么事所挂虑的话，我们如何能够心存感恩
？So there's work to do.
所以有一些事情要做。
Put down our anxiety.
就是把我们心中的挂虑放下。
That's the work that we have to do.
这是我们所要做的工作。
We have to work so that we trust God more than we trust ourselves.
我们也需要能够来信靠神胜过我们信靠自己。
It's a lot of work.
这同样也需要很多的工作。
Because we naturally trust ourselves.
因为很自然呢我们都会信靠自己。
It's actually a lot of work to change that around.
那事实上需要很多的工作才能转变我们的这个意念。
Do not trust ourselves, trust the Lord.
不要来信靠我们自己，而是来信靠神。
We must lay down our own wants and desires.
我们也当放下自己所要的和我们的愿望。
And take up God's wants and God's desire.
而能够来捡起神所愿的和他的盼望。
So we do have a lot of work if we want to live thankfully.
所以如果我们要能够来存着感恩的心而生活的话是需要很多工作的。
This is the thank offering of the New Testament.
那这是新约的感谢祭。
If we can lay down our wants and desires, we're no longer offer a sacrifice of loaves. We offer our body. 若我们 as a sacrifice，
那若我们能够放下自己所想要的和我们的愿望，我们所献的就不再是这个饼的祭，而是把我们自己的身体当作感谢祭献上给神。
Thank offering is the only offering in which the meat was shared by all。
那感谢祭上所献上的这个祭肉是唯一一个祭肉，让这个祭司和人们能够一起吃的。
In other words, the peace offering brings the priest and people together for a meal of blessed fellowship.
那换句话说呢，就是当有人献上这个平安祭的时候，他就让祭司和献祭的人能够一同吃饭，有蒙福的交通。
Giving in this way brings God's people together and closer to God.
那在这样的方式里面的给予，就能够让人和神之间更接近，也与彼此更相近。
In closing, we will look at the widow's offering in Mark.
那结束的时候，我们要来看在马可福音当中记载的那一个贫穷的寡妇她所献上的这个钱。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 through 44.
在马可福音十二章四十一到四十四节。
And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. Calling his disciples to him, he said to them,Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. For they all put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned and all she had to live on.
耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里面投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
We must wonder why Jesus could say, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury.
我们也许会疑问，为什么主耶稣会说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多。
We find that this widow gave his giving was a sacrifice.
因为我们看到这个穷寡妇她所献上的是一个祭。
The size of the gift wasn't the question here. It was the sacrifice required.
这个钱的数量并不是这个问题，关键在于他献上这个祭，他所要自己献的、所奉献的、所牺牲的。
She put in all she own, all he had to live on.
因为他是把自己一切养生的都投上了。
He gave out of her poverty. It was a sacrifice.
并且他是在自己贫穷当中献上的，所以这是一个牺牲，也是一个祭。
So this is a good test for all of us.
这对我们来说是一个很好的试验。
Are we giving at a level that require us to sacrifice?
我们所给予的是否到了一个量，让我们要为此而牺牲一些东西？
There was a couple who were in a very difficult situation in which they require receiving some offering from the body of Christ.
那有这样一对夫妻，他们在一个非常艰难的环境当中，他们就需要神的肢体、身体来给他们一些奉献。
But what surprises us is when they need to receive from others, they will take something from they receive from others and offer back to the Lord.
让我们惊讶的就是，当他们从别人那里得着的时候，他们会从中取一部分来奉献给其他人。
This giving is out of poverty.
这个给予就是贫穷当中的给予。
This is a sacrifice.
这是一个祭。
It's not about the size of the gift.
并不在于这个礼物的这个量。
It is because it is a sacrifice.
因为这对他们来说是一个牺牲。
The size was not an issue with the Lord Jesus at all.
那这个量的大小对主耶稣来说完全不是一个问题。
Sometimes we're so hung up on the percentage.
有的时候我们太过关注于这个比例。
Our Lord is not concerned about the size of your gift.
神所在乎的不是你所给的这个比例，或者这个你所给的这个礼物的大小。
As long as it is a sacrifice.
只要它是一个祭。
Then we find God observed and saw the face in the widow's offering.
那我们就看到神主耶稣就注意到这个寡妇，并看到她里面的信心。
It was the face of this widow that allowed Jesus to pay attention to her.
那是这个寡妇的信心让主耶稣注意到她。
And these two small coins become all she owned and all he had to live on.
那这两个小钱是他一切的养生的所在。
That faith opened the windows of heaven.
他的信心就敞开了天上的窗户。
Man sees two small coins, but God sees all she owned and all she had to live on.
人所看到的不过是两个小钱，但神所看到的却是这个妇人一切养生的。
Man sees two small coins, God sees faith.
人所看到的是两个小钱，但神所看到的却是信心。
Brother and sister, what is the currency in the kingdom of heaven?
弟兄姐妹，在天国当中的货币是什么呢？
It is not US dollars.
并不是美元。
I know that it's not US dollars.
我确定一定不是美元。
So your US dollar has no use in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我你的美元在天国是没有用的。
But how do you convert what you have into the currency of the kingdom of heaven?
但如何你才能够把这个转换成这个天国的货币呢？
Faithfulness or faith is the currency of the kingdom of heavens.
信心是天国的货币。
How do you convert your US dollar into the currency of the kingdom of heavens?
那如何才能够把美元换成这个天国的货币呢？
Giving.
给予。
When you give in sacrifice, your giving requires faith.
当你在这个奉牺牲当中来给予的话，那你的给予是需要信心的。
And everything is possible for one who believes.
对信神的来说，凡事都能。
So we want to convert this useless currency into the currency of kingdom of heaven.
所以我们愿把这个无用的这个货币转换成在天国当中的货币。
We can do this through our faith in giving.
我们是能够借着在信心当中的给予而做到的。
Then the widow reaped more than she sowed.
那这个寡妇她所得收割的就是远超过她所耕种的。
She gave two small coins.
他只不过给了两个小钱。
But he sold that two small coin in kingdoms of heaven.
但他却把这两个小钱耕种在天国里。
And Jesus said, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others.
那主耶稣就说，这个寡妇所投的胜过其他所投，胜过比众人所投的更多。
She certainly reaped far more than she sowed.
他所要来收割的远胜过他所投的。
We thank the Lord for this widow's giving because it was such a good example of the meaning of the giving.
我们感谢神，因为这个寡妇她做了一个何等好的这个给予的例子。
May we all learn to be a cheerful giver in the season of thanksgiving.
愿我们在这个感恩的季节都能够做那一个喜乐的给予者。
May our faithful giving bring us closer to the Lord and closer to each other.
也愿我们在信心当中的给予能够让我们彼此相近，也带我们一同更接近神。
Father, we thank you, for this time.
父，我们为着这样的时间来献上感谢。
We thank you for your words. It is such a light to our feet.
我们也感谢你，因为你的话就是我们脚前的灯。
Concerning giving, we ask much revelation from you.
那关乎给予，我们实在需要你更多的启示。
It's such a blessing that we can give.
因为这是何等的一个祝福，让我们能够给予。
We pray that this morning that you turn all of us into a cheerful giver.
我们祷告愿早上你让我们众人都能够做那一个欢乐的给予者。
Because you said give it.And it will be given to you.
因为你说你若给别人就必有给你的。
We pray for those who may not have forgive others.
我们也为着那些不能够赦免他人的人祷告。
We pray this morning that we give forgiveness.
我们祷告愿早上我们也能够赦免别人。
We pray for those who in their heart is judging others.
我们也为着那些在心中来论断别人的祷告。
We pray this morning.We give up our judgment.
愿我们能够放下自己的论断。
For all those who want to be loved, we give love to others.
愿那些所有渴望被爱的人能够先去爱别人。
We pray that your word will be truth and reality among your people.
我们愿您的话语能够成为在您子民当中的实际。
Give, and it will be given to us.
愿你若给，就必有给你们的。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这个时间来献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。